from Islamabad, and we played against them, right, and we were a team from England to play some friendly matches.
Right.
And we played Islamabad, and after 6 overs, fast bowlers were just spinners on both sides.
Right.
45 over spinners on both sides.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, the majority problem is Pakistan, they make wickets for spinners.
And, Brother Amjad, are you going to the match tomorrow?
No, I'm not bothered.
even though it's not too far from where you are?
No, not far from us.
I went to Headingley, believe it or not, from here, from London in the 99 World Cup.
Yeah.
You know when Pakistan beat Australia at Headingley? And that was my first experience watching an international match. And I know Headingley's moved on now, and recently they've got a prayer room and they've changed the dynamics of the ground, you know, changed some of the you know, the stands and stuff. But it's an excellent viewing ground for watching cricket.
It's nice, very nice ground, but even Pakistan got to show themselves. Doesn't matter, losing or winning is different. It's a game, right?
It's the passion you play with, isn't it, and your pride.
You've got to have a passion. You've got to have a passion for a team. For Pakistan, you play for. You're getting paid to play for Pakistan. You should have a passion.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter losing or winning. That's separate. You show your supporters and feel you give 100% for your Pakistan.
So, how do you think Pakistan should line up for the remaining two matches? Obviously, it's a dead rubber now because they've lost the series, only two matches. So, the match tomorrow and the match on the 4th in Cardiff, how do you think Pakistan should go about playing in those matches?
They haven't got much. The match the players won.
Yeah.
Right? They play him, and I think Sarfraz will open.
Obviously, we spoke about Pakistan in great length, and what was your take on England's performance yesterday?
Professional.
And because they've got power hitters, because the good thing with England is if Hales and Roy, if they don't perform, they know they've got likes of Root. And then you've got Butler, Morgan, and you've even got the likes of Stokes and Moinelli and Chris Wokes and so on. So how do you see England progressing? Do you think when the World Cup is played here in 4 years' time, in 3 years' time, in 2019 World Cup, 50 overs, do you think England will be ready for that, or do you think they'll fall short again like they've done in previous World Cups?
I think when they play World Cup, it's a lot of pressure.
But the recent World Cup's been away, and England, for some reason, haven't turned up at the World Cup. So, how do you think England will perform in 3 years' time?
When World Cup comes, like Pakistan, South Africa, England, sometimes they play very good, sometimes they're very poor.
So, as I mentioned about Australia, they were, you know, whitewashed in the Test series, but they've gone on to win the ODI series in tough conditions.
I was just hoping Pakistan do at least go for tomorrow and show some passion because they want to play.
Because
England side, this one day side, they're very strong.
They are indeed.
They're a very, very strong side.
Jazakallah for calling in, Brother Amjad, and inshallah, I hope you can call in next week. And let's just hope that Pakistan somehow win one, if not the remaining two matches.
They win two games, show the supporters trying the best.
Inshallah, because they could have won the first two matches. As I mentioned in today's show and last week's show, if they had made the 50-60 runs more in both matches, then they would have won those matches because those conditions were good for Pakistan's bowling as well.
What I'm saying goes, the players not only one day matches, they play here as well. How could you do the no ball every time they look at it, they say no ball?
Especially with the new trial they're doing, that the third umpire looks at the line and, you know, so they've got no excuses to. You shouldn't bowl any no balls anyway. And like you said, play cricket for such a long time, and that's just the schoolboy stuff.
That's the line, isn't it? If you don't like. There's no point bowling. If they know the line, there will be no ball.
That's right. So Jazakallah for calling in, brother Amjad, and I hope you're listening to the rest of the show, and we appreciate your time for calling in.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. That was a brother Amjad, and Jazakallah for him to call in. See, it's so easy to pick up the phone and have your view. So like brother Amjad did, you can just call in live in the show. There's no restrictions. Just mind your language, and you can talk about anything you want. So I'll just remind you of the phone numbers again. It's 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And while we wait for other of our esteemed listeners to call in, I'm just going to let you know what matches are coming up in the coming week. So you can put them down in your diary, and you'll be up to speed. So if I start with the Pakistan matches, the fourth ODI, as I just mentioned to you earlier, so if you're just listening in for the first time, welcome along to the show. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through the fixtures for you. So as I mentioned, the fourth ODI starts tomorrow, which is the 1st of September. It's a 2 o'clock local start here in the UK, and that's playing at Leeds in Headingley. And the fifth ODI is playing at Cardiff in Wales, and that's a 10:30 a.m. British summer time start on the 4th of September. So that concludes the five ODI series. And there's also a one-off T20i. Not sure why you want to play one T20i. What is the point of that? But I'm sure it's all to do with money and so on. So the only T20i between England and Pakistan is in Manchester on the 7th of September and a 6:30 p.m. British summer time start. So those are all the fixtures regarding England and Pakistan series. And I'm just going to give you the fixtures that are coming up for the rest of the cricket world. Well, I'll just give you a month by month the information I have, because obviously these can change at any time. So if I just let you know about the South Africa test series, and the third test, so there was only two tests in the series. So South Africa won the series 2-1. Sorry, let me just move on to September to see if I've got any information there for you. As you can see, when you're doing a live show, so many things can happen at the time. So that's the beauty of doing live show. So if I move on to September, as I mentioned, there was only two test matches between South Africa and New Zealand, which is a great shame. They should have at least played three. So what's going to happen in the Australia-Sri Lanka ODI, which I mentioned to you, so the last one is on the 4th of September. That's a 10 a.m. British summer time start. And also we've got New Zealand in India. That should be quite an interesting series as well. And the first test starts on the 22nd of September. The second one is on 30th of September, and so on. And those are all your cricket info. So what I'll do, I'm just waiting to see if there's any more callers calling in. And if there aren't, and then I'll just update you on further on from what Brother Amjad was saying. He made some very, very good points. So like I said, you've still got about 6 minutes left according to the cricket segment of the show, and air your view on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And Brother Amjad made some very, very good points, and he mentioned that there are a lot of players who are sitting in Pakistan who should be on the cricket pitch playing for Pakistan. I agree with him, and the likes of calling up Mohammed Irfan, who's a very good one-day bowler, and he should also play in test matches, and he has done well against England as well. If you're going to fly him all the way from Pakistan and make him warm the bench, isn't it ludicrous? Then you might as well just play, not bother bringing him over. So what's the point of him playing in the remaining two matches? Because if he played in yesterday's match, he would have not conceded 110 runs like Wahab did. And the other baffling thing for me, which Brother Amjad didn't mention, but I'm sure he's aware of this, that in the first ODI of this series, England and Pakistan, they called up, they played Umar Gul, trying to remember who I was talking about there, yeah. Umar Gul, they